Welcome into This Has to Work. I'm Matt Hoddle, and joining us today is Sam Eskildsen. Sam is the CEO and founder of Dr. Wellington, a direct primary subscription service, which offers primary physician care via virtual medicine and in-clinic visits for only $49 per month. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Boom. Glad to be here.
So before we get started, $49 a month, how is that possible? And like, does that only cover Band-Aids and flu shots? I mean, that seems ridiculously low. How do you offer direct primary care for $49 a month?
Well, for $49 does in fact cover most all primary care and urgent care stuff. So you come in and you're getting labs and shots and x-rays and stitches, your wellness visit, all that stuff is included. And I think what happens is people are used to going to the doctor's office, and especially now that everybody has big deductibles, and they get a bill when they're done, and the bill is like, you know, $100 for a Band-Aid, $300 for an x-ray, all this stuff. And you're thinking, oh my God. And then of course, what happens is now people have to pay for that. Why are those rates so high? The reason that those rates are so high is over time, the healthcare system in the United States has just added more and more administrative complexity. And each layer of administrative complexity has added cost. And each layer of administrative complexity ends up having to have another layer in order to take care of the first layer. And so over the last two or three decades, we have accelerated the portion of healthcare costs that are due to the administration wildly out of control, such that for a dollar spent, 80% of that might be on the administration and 20% of it is spent on the doctor. So with direct primary care, what you do is you form a relationship directly between the patient and the direct primary caregiver so that you don't have all that administration. And when you cut out all the administration, you cut out tremendous amounts of cost. And that's how we do it.
So in essence, you've got, you know, for every dollar that somebody's spending towards their healthcare costs, especially out of pocket, seems like, you know, 5 cents of every dollar is actually going towards their care, and 95% of it's kind of getting eaten by the machine that is the complicated healthcare system.
That's exactly right. And you can see how pervasive it is because it's not, it, what happens is when you go through insurance, it has to be billed through the insurance. So you have staff that's trying to figure out how to do that. And then you, on your end, and then on the insurance company end, you have people that are receiving those bills and trying to make sure that they're okay. And then over time, what happens is we used to have these electronic medical records, and the original idea was, hey, we'll do a much better job of keeping up with the patient care because we can get it all there and we can coordinate. But what's really happened is these EMRs have become aggressively more and more complicated due to the layers of billing, medical coding and medical billing. And so the doctors are even spending more and more time. You go in and visit, and it's like, hey, I want to, you know, talk about your medical care, but I need like 10 minutes to fidget with this gigantic EMR. Once again, direct primary care does away with that because when you come in, we use a very basic patient care centered electronic medical record. So it doesn't have all these billing features on it. It has what do I need to do to take care of this person features.
Yeah. So let's walk through how for a patient or for a member, how does Dr. Wellington work? So they go and let's assume that they sign up as a member. So walk me through, like, how does the actual system work for a patient, for a member?
So a patient pays $49 per month, and that is basically all they pay. So they have lots of ways to consume their primary and urgent care. So first of all, they can do everything traditional. So they go into a clinic, and they can have a clinic wellness visit. They can have a clinic primary care visit or a clinic-based urgent care visit. So you come in, you show your ID, they look you up in the Dr. Wellington system. They say, oh, you're good. You come on back, and that's it. There's no copay. There's no follow-on bills. And then while you're there, let's say you get a rapid test or maybe a flu shot or maybe a steroid shot or an x-ray or some stitches. No one's hitting you with any additional bills. All that stuff is included. And you can do it for primary care, your wellness, doing your controlling your type 2 diabetes, your high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of that stuff is included. The care is. Now, you're still going to have to either go through your insurance for your medication or buy them from cash from us or go to the CVS and buy them from cash.
Yeah.
But all that stuff is included. But one really interesting benefit is, remember how, go back to the administration and the billing creates so many barriers. Well, what happens is doctors can only bill for things that the insurance company recognizes. And currently, most insurance companies don't recognize if you email back and forth with a patient or you do a text message back and forth with a patient or you a phone call or a video visit. So the ability for doctors and doctor staff to interface with a patient on terms that the patient might be interested in is inhibited because they can't get paid for that. Not true with Dr. Wellington. Since it's $49 per month, they're getting paid to take care of you in the best possible way. So in addition to being able to come into a clinic at Dr. Wellington, you can also do unlimited telemedicine visits. So That includes video, it includes phone calls, and it includes secure chat, and we have a patient portal where you can do asynchronous communication, which is just a fancy way of saying email.
That's pretty cool. So does this replace insurance?
It does not replace insurance, because Dr. Wellington is only going to cover your primary care and urgent care needs. But if you have any sort of catastrophic hospitalization, disease, cancer, emergency room visit, all that stuff, you still need to have your healthcare insurance for that.
But it seems to me that the average person probably doesn't exercise kind of the catastrophic end of their health insurance, you know, very often. I mean, I think if over a 5-year period, maybe once they dip into kind of that territory. Now, you made a good point about, you know, prescription services taking advantage of that through an existing, but there's so many generic drugs now with between antibiotics and other things that people can use that sometimes that doesn't even come in to play. So while it's not a replacement, it certainly seems like something that would augment the cost out of pocket for people. Because you had mentioned this before, I think offline, but there's no copays, right? There's no deductibles. You get your care for $49 a month. I think people struggle to believe that that's possible.
It is, I think, hard for people to fathom because they get these bills and they seem so high. The truth of the matter is when you strip out all of those extra costs, there is money to be had. On top of that, you layer in the fact that we can be much more efficient because we don't have all these billing barriers. So an example is, you know, we can email with you or we can text with you. And so that just makes the entire delivery of the service both more convenient for you and more efficient for us. I do think that is, you know, going back to what you're talking about, having an insurance plan and having high deductibles, that's what the world has come to. It seems like everybody, even when they have really good insurance plans, still have a pretty stout deductible. So most of the time, for most people, they're consuming their urgent care and their primary care in such a way that all those bills, they're still paying. So yeah, they're running it through their insurance, but then it goes to their insurance. Well, since they're not going through their insurance, they have to pay the really high bills, but they haven't hit their deductible yet, so then it comes back to them. That is why direct primary care has been so popular nationally, and it's really probably the reason that Dr. Wellington will be very popular as well, is people are now price shoppers for their outpatient, primary, and urgent care. And it's just cheaper most all years to consume your primary and urgent care through a direct primary care program than it is to consume it through your higher deductible insurance plan.
So it's interesting to me because, I mean, they can consume, or I should say they can be seen virtually, they can be seen via telephone, they can be seen in one of the clinics, that's a Doc Wellington clinic. But how do you make sure that all of those things kind of talk together? So if I go into a clinic 1 month and then 2 months later I do a virtual care visit, how do I make sure that all of that stuff is together? Because that historically has been difficult in other methods. I mean, what is Dr. Wellington doing about that?
That's probably one of the biggest differentiators for Dr. Wellington is that we have built an internal electronic medical record that keeps all of that stuff together and puts it at the fingertip of the doctor all the time. I mean, I think we harken back to sort of the vision that everybody had for electronic medical records when they first started. That's what they wanted. They wanted to have a software system that could have all the information that the doctor needed right there, you know, clinical stuff, clinical alerts, diagnosis, have the lab test and patient communication for each problem and problem area all synergized into one place. And technology really can do that. And that's exactly what we've done. The problem is that other EMRs have, you know, that aspect of the EMR has been lost in pages and pages of billing details.
Right. So who should be considering this service? Like, who was this built for? Who's going to be, you know, who's going to get the greatest advantage by becoming a subscriber to Dr. Wellington?
I think probably anybody that has a deductible that's more than maybe $2,500 is for sure going to be better off consuming their primary and urgent care using a direct primary care service like Dr. Wellington.
Yeah, so I mean, at $50, let's just call it $50 a month, $49 a month, I mean, they got $600 out of pocket. I mean, who's got a deductible that's less than $600 anymore? Unheard of, right? Unless, I mean, there's some really gold-plated programs, but they just don't exist anymore. So this seems like a great way to augment your health care, you know, outside of your health insurance program or whatever you're signed up to, whether it's on a public market or if it's through a private insurance.
Yeah, I think that the days are gone now where people just expected all the bills to come and be paid by their insurance companies. It's just that, you know, we've moved away from that. All the insurance companies have moved to higher and higher deductibles, and there's not going to be a period where those deductibles start coming down. They're just going to get higher and higher and higher.
Yeah. So what about businesses? We talked about individuals, but can businesses participate as part of the Dr. Wellington program?
Yeah, we have a fantastic business program. We especially see a lot of smaller businesses where they have employees that are either buying their care on the exchange or they're part of a smaller group plan that this really appeals to. So they basically have the employees come in, and all these employees, both on the exchange and on the smaller group plans, have really pretty stout deductibles. So what they do is they buy the Dr. Wellington plan, and then they offer that to their employees. And so the employees are then able to consume the urgent care and primary care, both in clinic and virtually, for a much lower rate to everybody than if they were going through insurance and paying deductible prices.
It also seems to me that this is just a no-brainer benefit for employers to offer to their employees, right? So they have wellness programs or gym memberships different things to try to get them to live healthier lifestyles. But I think statistically speaking, if you look at the reporting, like, it just doesn't work, right? Because it's either not effective or people don't stick with it or whatever the case may be. And then you look at things like, how do you recruit talent? How do you retain talent when you've got such a low unemployment? I mean, statistically, speaking, unemployment doesn't exist right now. So for $50 a month or $600 a year per employee, this almost seems like a retention program to add to your benefits to stick out from the crowd to say, hey, if you can do a virtual, doctor's visit from the desk, at your desk in the office, and there's no copay for that, or you can use our traditional health insurance and it's $40 for you to copay. And oh, by the way, you've got to go to an office and sit there for 45 minutes to be seen for 90 seconds just to get the antibiotics that you need because you have the same sinus infection every single year in the month of May. I mean, am I being overly dramatic?
I think it's exactly right. One of the interesting benefits, especially to companies of this, I mean, for sure the patients, is the quality of the care tends to be very high in direct primary care because, once again, going back to the billing barriers of going through an insurance situation, if your doctor is used to it and set up to do, let's say, your yearly physical or wellness visit in that context, they're just not going to do everything they probably should do because that's just not how the world is set up. But when you strip that away from it, doctors do know exactly how to do a fantastic physical for everyone. And we know how to do that. And that is the kind of physical that you get at Dr. Wellington. And so that basically what that is all that preventative care is very good for the employee and for the employer.
So we've talked about there's no copays, there's no deductibles. If there are extra kind of charges or fees for services, that's kind of just like, laid out in front of you. No surprise bills. Nobody's getting a bill in the mail for something that they didn't know was coming.
That's right.
And it just seems really transparent compared to the, when I go to the doctor and they say, well, you need x-rays, you need to go to this other facility, I need you to check to make sure that that's covered or that I'm not going to get billed for that. And then, honestly, they don't always know the right answer. They may be trying to get me the right answer, but even they don't know because of those, billing complexities and all of that stuff. So it's really interesting. All right, so
let me follow up on that for a minute. I do think that is a very unpleasant experience that most people have is when they go into the doctor's office, that no one can tell them how much anything is going to cost. At Dr. Wellington, we have a complete commitment to everyone that's a member that we will never, ever charge them anything that we didn't ask them about before. And because we don't have all these layers of complexity, we can always tell everybody exactly how much things are going to cost before we do them. So while most things are included, everyone's an exotic test or maybe you want to buy some medication at the clinic, we'll always ask you ahead of time. So you will never be hit with a surprise bill, but we can also always tell you exactly how much something's going to cost before we do it.
Yeah. So, all right. So we've gotten people excited about this. How does somebody go and sign up for Dr. Wellington?
We've got a great website, www.drwellington.com. So it's Dr. Wellington in one word. We've got some videos on there that you can watch. We have all kinds of FAQs. And then, of course, there's a link, sign up.
That's great. And what if I own a business and I want to sign up employees for this, or at least want to take a look at it? Same thing, or do I go to a different place?
Yeah, you can go to www.drwellington.com, and there's like a contact us. And so we take phone calls because people have questions. It's just sort of like, once again, can you really do this for $49? And we have email. You can basically contact us any way you want through the website.
Fantastic. So people should go up and go and sign up at drwellington.com. Very cool. So shifting gears a little bit, why did you start this business? Why was this something for you to pursue? Because, I mean, I know we've had this conversation offline. This was really hard to build. I mean, this was not easy to do. So what was the motivation for you to start this?
You know, we have another business in which we deliver traditional primary and urgent care. And, you know, we have lots of doctors involved, and we're all aware of the sort of national movement for direct primary care, and has always thought that it was fantastic. We wanted to bring direct primary care to Alabama. I mean, Alabama deserves that option. It is true, though, that it's a, you know, the tools out there to make it scalable and reliable aren't necessarily built. And so we had to take about a year and, you know, some amount of money to build those tools and make sure we had, so that we could do exactly what you're talking about, is have, you know, top tier clinical outcomes that are sort of driven by our systems. And, you know, we want people to have a good experience when they're doing telemedicine. We want the telemedicine to be integrated into their medical record, not like, you know, something else. You know, when they come in for the urgent care, you know, we want that to be integrated with their primary care activities. All that stuff needs to be coming together in a cohesive manner.
It's pretty interesting too, because again, you know, some background information as we got ready to record this, we talked a lot about that continuity of care aspect, which is amazing to me that you now have some of the insurance providers that are actually providing, you know, telemedicine or virtual medicine or whatever. But the funny thing is, like, the very first thing that happens when somebody gets that offered is they say, great, sign up for our teledoc or sign up for our, you know, virtual medicine or whatever. And they get excited. And they're like, oh, I didn't realize I had this the first time. It's really cool. And then the very first thing they ask them is, hey, tell us your entire medical history. So I have been going, you know, presuming you changed no provider, right? You've been going to the same doctor, whatever. All of a sudden now it becomes the patient or the member's responsibility to port all that information over or to fill it out manually or all of that stuff. So when somebody signs up for Dr. Wellington, they're basically doing that on the front end. Is that how it works?
That's right. You put in all your information one time, and then everybody that you interface with on the Dr. Wellington front already has access to that information and, you know, everything that's going on with you. So, you know, right now, let's say you go and use a telemedicine provider. You're exactly right. It's like you're starting from the beginning and you're giving them all this information. And the doctor that you get on there doesn't know anything about you. They don't know anything that you didn't put in there. And then maybe they transfer you to an urgent care. So you drive over the urgent care and you're starting all over. And of course, you're paying another copay and you're filling out all the forms and they don't have any idea what's going on. And then if there's any element of that that sort of touches on some of your primary care needs, you're cruising over to the primary care and none of these people are talking to each other. And Dr. Wellington is totally different. Every single person that touches you along that version is using the same electronic medical record and is working off the same plan. So you're doing a televisit, and then you need to come into a clinic maybe for a shot or an x-ray or something. Those people are going to know all about your televisit and what was going on. And any of those people are going to know about your high blood pressure, your high cholesterol. Everyone's going to be operating off the same page.
And part of that initial, you know, questionnaire that they fill out, which always annoys me because I have to do it like the same one every single year. You know, because I go to the doctor about once a year. Luckily, I only have to go to the doctor about once a year. But I have to fill it out every single time. And but part of the questionnaire that you guys have is really kind of a medical screening, right? Mm-hmm. So you're talking about like family history and things like that. And because everybody can see it, if somebody is particularly in need of a screening service or something that maybe historically or typically they're be younger to do it. Like maybe they need some sort of screen at 35 that normally you don't need till you're 50, but because of family history, it's in there. And it seems to me that that continuity of care across all of those different things, you can basically pester, if you had to, a member or a patient into getting this done, as opposed to once a year, somebody's to say, hey, remember, you're supposed to do this. And then I don't. And then a year later, I go in there and they, hey, you were supposed to do that a year ago. And then I don't, and so on and so forth. Is that part of how you see the member benefit of Dr. Wellington?
Yeah, one of the things, I would call it, you know, extraordinary primary care. So what we've done is, because we aren't constrained by all these other barriers, we took the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force guidance on doing the gold, platinum, awesome, wellness, yearly physical, whatever you want to call it, process. And all of that has been programmed into our integrated system. So, you know, one thing is we never forget any of that stuff. And all the extreme cases that exist out there and all the sort of odd risk factors are all programmed into the system. So you're not really relying on any one person or team of people to figure it out. The system is, you know, I guess, you know, extraordinary primary care.
That's amazing, because I can't think of any experience that I've had with my existing primary care, with let's call it traditional, you know, health insurance or healthcare, that has even remotely touched that. I mean, in and of itself, is that hugely motivating for your team, knowing that that's the level of care that's going to be provided?
Yeah, I think that might be one of the reasons that doctors, you know, on the for consumer, people are moving to direct primary care and Dr. Wellington because it is cheaper to consume their primary care and urgent care that way. But then on the doctor end, the question is, why are so many doctors moving direct primary care? And this is why, is it gives them the room to do excellent, top quality care without any barriers.
That's pretty cool. So Sam Eskildsen, CEO and founder of Dr. Wellington, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, this has been great. Boom.